Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben. Thanks for tuning in. Starting the show a bit late. The show before me was nice, very nice, and went a bit over time, but we don't have a band in studio anyway, so starting late a bit isn't a big deal. It's great that if you're listening, that you have us on. So I mentioned no live band in the studio. Last week, we have the band Loans played live in studio. If you missed that, please give it a listen on the CITR website. You can just, everything is podcasted. You can do a search for Radio Hell and look for Loans. It will show up and listen to the recording. Sounds fantastic. The band sounded great. It was a good show. So yeah, that's last week. Next week, we do have W.A. Lewis coming in, playing live in studio. W.A. Lewis, formerly of Will Austin Escape, also was in Zero Return, Speaking of Devils, Shiny Diamonds, and many other underground projects in Vancouver. He was living in Montreal for a while, now back in British Columbia, and that will be happening next Thursday, live on the air on this program, CITR 101.9 FM. But until that happens, until next week, this is just going to be me playing some music from here and about, starting off the set with a Vancouver act that just recently put out a new song, new recording. It is Bells Clanging, which is the project, the moniker for Jason Starnes, who at one point was in the band Kids These Days from way, way back. That's how I know Jason Starnes. But yeah, Bell Clanging has been a project of his for quite a while now, and a new song has recently been put out a couple weeks ago. This is a song called Defined, Come Terribly Alive, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Let 'em bellow, let 'em hesitate. Let live among the newly sensate. Keeping every idea from every idea. Keep it safe.
sudden like a finger breaking. A stray alien on a pillow. I don't wanna have to deal with that. No, I don't wanna have to deal with that. I don't wanna have to deal with that. No, I don't wanna have to deal with that. Why would I show you how I feel? Why would I keep it all a secret? I am only a slug in the world, leaving nothing but a silver trail. Scarlet, I bear dying in my arms. We follow the guidelines, but we feel a bit out of it, to be honest. Haven't seen anyone in a while now, but that hasn't changed much, to be honest. Take a minute out of every hour to think about something else. Even introverts feeling socially under.
Does the world need now? What does the world need now? What the world needs now is love.
That is Rooms with a brand new song called What the World. I believe that's going to be coming out as part of the new album that should be out later this year. Available to the world, Rooms from Vancouver. If all things goes well, the band is booked to play in or on the show in December. We have a date and everything, but give you more details as it gets closer to the date. Going to be like the first week, the first Thursday or the second one of December or something like that. What else did I play? I played Walgrind with a brand new record that is coming out in tomorrow, which is in what, like two and a half hours or so. Walgrind, the song I played is called Silver Trail. The record is called Yet Again, The Wheel Turns. Yes, that is brand new record from Walgrind out of Vancouver coming out to, tomorrow. Coming out tomorrow, and there is a show that is happening somewhere, which I will tell you about later because I did not write that information down. Start off the set with some bells clanging with a song called Define Come Terribly Alive off just a one-off single. Maybe there's more coming. Bells clanging also out of Vancouver. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9. FM. I did. Yeah. Walgreen was playing at Fox Cabaret, but which day is it? I'll give you more information very shortly because I'm going to talk a bit about some other upcoming shows that's happening in the future very soon. This one is happening tomorrow. Seems like a fun show. I don't actually know too much about these bands, but I'm going to play a few songs from them to get you acquainted, to get myself acquainted. It is tomorrow at the Red Gate, and the bands playing are Olipop, a band called Lunchtime Band, Garden Mice, and Grade School. Seems like a bunch of fun bands having a good time at the Red Gate. Always fun, nice venue. So yes, tomorrow night, so I'm going to play some music from... So when I went to the Garden Mice website, it brings up, it says Garden Mice, everything, boom, 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 but... All the songs are labeled as from a band called Squibb, so I don't know if the name of the band changed or is it just how the band rolled, just not by going with Garden Mice. Anyways, I'm going to play a song from Squibb because it's off the Garden Mice website and everything points to the being similar product or maybe the same thing. I don't know. In any case, this is Squibb, and it's called Squibb is Learning How to Make Friends. That's the name of the record, and the song I'm going to play is Gary the Slug and Simon the Hummingbird. So some version of this may be playing at the Red Gate tomorrow night.
Gary the Slug, slow as can be, can't catch up to the rest of the gang. He's trying his best, the best that he can, but he always seems to be behind. Saying, please wait for me, please wait for me, please wait for me.
Thank you. For some outdoor relaxation, come and take a yoga class with Mat Collective, running Mondays through Thursdays. Mat Collective offers classes and events at iconic Vancouver locations like Canada Place, Stanley Park, and Kitts Beach. Visit matcollective.com for more information. That's matcollective.com.
Awakened One. Listen without distraction.
Ready or not, you're going in.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR. Pop loungcore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more. Yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
Pleasure in seeing you fall. beneath the rain of the deep, deep, shallow depths. Try to fly upside down in the ocean of madness.
That was Tommy Tone with a song called Two or Three Things I Know About Her. Off the record, Finally Punk, which came out quite a while ago. Well, a couple years ago. Tommy Tone, previously from Vancouver, probably still from Vancouver. I don't know, moved to Toronto, but he'll be back. Well, he is back. That is why I played him in the set. He's back this Sunday, opening up for Super Organism, and also for Super Organism is playing at the Rickshaw, and opening for them is Tommy Tone and Blood Cultures. So I play some Tommy Tone for you. Yeah, at the Rickshaw, Sunday happening. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go to that show. I am going to a different show. I'm going to see Pet Shop Boys and New Order at the Big Coliseum. Anyways, on what else did I play in that set? I played a bunch of bands playing this weekend, including, this is a show I'll be at, most likely, on Saturday, KMVP is playing with Still Deaths and Nature Lake and JLF at the Black Lab. That's happening on Saturday. The KMVP record is coming out tomorrow, and KMVP is actually playing a show tomorrow night at in Nanaimo with I think the band What? I'm not exactly sure, but Nanaimo is happening on Friday, and then they're coming over playing a show at the Black Lab on Saturday. I played a song from Still Deaths. I'm Going to Art School is the name of the song off the record Pioneers Eat Dirt. They are mostly from Calgary, I believe. So yeah, the song I play is called I'm Going to Art School, which is very funny because I'm scrolling on my Twitter literally while that song was playing. And like an hour ago, just on my Twitter feed, Mr. Malo, friend of the show, he was just tweeting a reply to someone else who tweeted, "You meet your 19-year-old self, you're allowed to say four words, what do you say?" And Mr. Malo tweeted, "Art school is a scam," but you know, it is what it is. Just brought it up because it, the song is called I'm Going to Art School. Completely meaningless otherwise. I did play a song from KMVP. I played a song called Negative Self-Talk Therapy off the brand new record called On the Cusp. I played also a song from a band that's also playing on Saturday. They're playing at the Lido. They're called Night Court. They're from Vancouver. They're playing with a band from Seattle called Bread and Butter. I played a song from Night Court called Brighten the Corner. And the record is called Nervous Birds 2. And at the beginning of the set, I played a bunch of songs from bands that are playing at the Red Gate tomorrow. I played a song from Great School called Great School from the record Great School. And I played Olipop with a song called Wash It and some Squid, Squib. I put squid on the thing, Squib. But they might also be called Garden Mice. So yeah. So that's happening at the Red Gate. Also, there's a band called Lunchtime Band that's playing. I don't have access to the song. So yeah, those are all relatively Metro Vancouver based. One of them is like Olipop, or somebody's from Port Moody among them in various parts. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Continuing on with more music. This is, on CITR Live on the Radio Hell. It's around 10 o'clock right now. This record actually came out 2 years ago, but the band, because it came out right at during the very unable to play music time, live music time of the calendar, the band is finally doing a record release party, more or less. It's happening next Friday night at the Red Gate. The band is called Uptight, and they've played on the show before, live in studio. But Uptights have a new record, which is new from a few released during the quarantine. Back Again is the name of the record. I'm going to play for you some Uptights. They are playing at the Red Gate. As I mentioned, I'll play some the other bands playing on the bill is Nat King and Hyenas. They're both from Vancouver. I'll play some Uptight and then some Nat King and some Hyenas. And I promise to tell you when Walgreen's record release is happening. And yes, it's happening next Saturday. So not this coming Saturday, but the Saturday after at the Fox Cabaret. I'm pretty sure. It's with Yawn and with Andromeda Monk. So that's a lot of record release parties happening and bands playing everywhere. So support music and go and see some of these shows. But let's get things started. This set with Uptight with a song called Back from the record Back Again.
Behind The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org. Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Education's a door knock.
Glad like a chess piece. The band blessed me. I sit back with that tall sexy. Good hair but no Becky. We eating healthy. The architect construct the LP. My art is at hand. Conduct the band. We Little Richard to these Elvis Presleys. Devil's trying to stress me. I catch flights while y'all take selfies. Lost in the role play. I sit back, sip the rosé. My style's like Motu meets Claude Monet. All in some no names. Whole cars in my garden spray up the soul train. It should be swinging like a rope chain. It's no thing. Paint stains like battle scars. I wear them like expensive jewelry. Jot ideas on a loose leaf and sketch my plans to fruition from a few seeds. Honest expression like Bruce Lee. A new breed.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, the band is called Super Duty Rough Work. The song is called First Strike. So the band used to be, well, for the longest time was a live show only band. And they don't put out, they've been just playing live in the 2010s and then eventually put out a record a few years ago. They're still a band. They perform live. They have six members and with MC, bass, guitar, saxophone, keyboard, vocals, drums, everything. So the point, I don't know if it's the point, but they're trying to inspire. They're inspired by the sound of 90s East Coast hip hop, and they played live and trying to manifest a sound that is more akin to something straight out of a SP-404 sampler, an MPC using instruments. So it's very interesting. Sounds good. They are the first Manitoba-based hip-hop band to be nominated for Polaris Prize, if that's something that that fancy you. Super Duty Tough Work. And once again, from Winnipeg, that's the band I played. Also play some Swim Team from Vancouver, Salamander off the record Hurricane. That came out very recently. Just went to the band's record release show this past weekend. Which day was it? Friday or Saturday? Maybe Saturday. Yeah. Anyways, it was this past weekend at a place called, Green Auto Body or Green Greenhouse? I can't remember what the name is. It's a very nice space. It's a very good space on Pender. The show was outside and you can see like the city, Green Body, I don't know, Green Garden, yeah. Anyways, it's green in the name. It's like on Pender and like Victoria-ish and it's in the backyard, but like it's a big space and yeah, it's outside and like behind the stage, you can see like parts of North Vancouver's skyline or something, or not really the skyline. You can see those little container. Anyways, it looks nice with the lights and the weather. Anyways, nice, great album too. Really good show. Swim Team, Salamander is the name of the song that I played. Before that, I played two bands from Toronto, Georgia Harmer. A song called Austin. The record is called Stay in Touch. That's a new one from this year. Georgia is related, cousin? No. A niece of Sarah Harmer, which is a famous Canadian singer from Toronto also, I think. Always. Brand new record, Blue Rev, Easy on Your Own is the name of the song that I play. Always from Toronto. And before that, I played three bands. that is playing a show next Saturday. Next Friday. I'm getting so many days. Next Friday at the Redgate, Hyenas with a song called For the Birds, Necking with a song called No Playtime, Uptight with a song called Back. As I was mentioning earlier, Uptight's record release, celebrating the record, Back Again, playing with three local Vancouver acts that Jesse Gander probably recorded. All right, this is CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. Yeah, tons of stuff happening this weekend. I almost forgot to mention this Saturday is the election, civic Vancouver election. I think also the metro, the other suburbs as well. I only pay attention to Vancouver, but for sure there's an election going on in Vancouver. Go out and vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but go out and vote and cast your ballot. Read up on what candidate you want to do and all that stuff. I am going to bring up some election latest stuff because I'm going to play a song from a band that played on this show like 10 years ago, maybe a long time ago. They're called Needs, and the singer from the band, Sean Orr, is actually running in the Vancouver election as a councillor for the Socialist Party. I'm not going to tell you to vote whatever you want, but I am going to play a song because this is a music show. This is the band Needs from the record Split, and the song I'm going to play is called We Live in a Society. Yeah, go out and vote this Saturday if you're able.
We'll be right back.
from 10 years ago. That was some Juvenile Hall off the record mixing collage. The song's called Sugar Rush. Juvenile Hall out of Vancouver, three-piece. Very nice band. Didn't stick around for very long. Before that, I played some White Lung with a song that is coming out in a future release, a release that's coming out in December. The record is going to be called Premonition. Date Night is the name of the song. I believe this record was recorded earlier, or I think this is the very last album from the band. Anyways, we're going to be released on Domino Records. And yeah, that's really too bad. Sounds great. Love that band. They've been on a hiatus for the longest time. But at least there will be an album coming out. It's going to have 10 tracks, and yeah, let's play one of them for you. Date Night sounds very good. Looking forward to hearing that in its entirety in about 2 months' time. Before White Lung, I played a band from Victoria. They're called The This, and the song I played was called Easy Target, and off the record, How Does It Feel When It's Gone? And This, I don't know super much about them, but two of the members, Reed and Evan, are from previously from the band Deplodes, which was a band that played in Vancouver 5, 6, 7 years ago or so. Reed and Evan, and there's another person in the band that wasn't part of Deplodes. And started off the set with some Needs. We Live in a Society is the name of the song off an EP called Split. And as mentioned, Sean Orr, who is running for council, is in that band. You had been listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Coming up in a bit, quite soon, at 11 o'clock, it's going to be Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for that excitement. It's going to be a good show, I'm sure, from DJ Autonomy. Just a reminder, on this program next Thursday, we have a live band in studio. It is W.A. Lewis, formerly of The Real Austin Escape, Zero Return, Speaking of Devils, Shiny Diamonds, and many other underground projects in Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto over the last decade. Anyways, should be an interesting show. I think there's going to be drums and guitars, and it's not going to be solo. I thought it was originally going to be a solo act, maybe, but looks like there's going to be a band in a studio next week, just like it was last week with Loans. Yeah, just a reminder, you can get all this program on the internet via podcast. You can listen to this show again if you want. I don't know why. Maybe I do anyways. You can listen to it on CITR.ca. You can just do a search for Life and Deliberate Radio. Hello, bring up all the shows that has happened in the past, I don't know, like 20 years or something, including last week's show. I do recommend, if you didn't listen to last week's show, it is really good. It's the band Loans play live in studio. Also, the previous two acts, also fantastic. You have to do a search. Aaron Reed played on this program live a month plus ago, and also Golden Age of Wrestling. Those were really good live shows, and they're podcasted on the website. Okay, CITR.ca is what it is. Yes, that is it for me. Thanks for tuning in. Like I said, coming up next is Copy and Paste after a few of these messages from not really a sponsor, just from around CITR.